Well, the Michigan State football team hasn't lost four straight games dating back to 2006 during the John L. Smith era. That same year, the Spartans also had an 0-4 Big Ten start. Fans of the team are certainly having flashbacks this year as the Spartans were handed a 54-40 loss by Northwestern at home this past weekend. Many are just hoping to see a bowl game for the team this year. Current sports host Al Martin joins us now by phone to break down why the Spartans are reeling, as well as a little bit about our streaking, if that's not an overstatement, streaking Detroit Lions. Hi, Al.
How you doing, Mark? Good to hear from you.
Just great. Great to check in with you on Monday as usual. We're a year removed from making the college football playoff, Al. Did you ever think we'd see a four-game losing streak this year?
No, nobody saw this coming, Mark. I mean, come on. I mean, this is, again, college football playoff last year. And what's even more remarkable, if you look at the list of teams that made the college football playoff last year, again, four stout teams, Alabama and Clemson, of course, they're ranked in the top 10 right now. Oklahoma is ranked 16th, according to the latest AP poll, and then Michigan State, four straight losses in jeopardy of starting the Big Ten year 0-4. And MSU has not had a 2-4 record dating all the way back to when I was 4 years old back in 1994, the final year of actually George Perlis. That's a long time, Mark. Nobody, and I do mean nobody, saw this coming.
What allowed the Wildcat offense to carve up our defense for almost 500 yards?
Yeah, I think what you saw in that game, Mark, is what you've seen from the MSU defense throughout much of this year. I've been really harping on when it comes to Michigan State. When it comes to third downs, they have just constantly giving up big play after big play. Northwestern's offense on third down this past weekend, Mark, they were 10 of 19. 8 yards per pass attempt, almost 5 yards per rush attempt. There's too many injuries on the defensive side of the football right now. Now, again, they did get their leader in Riley Bulla back. We haven't seen Riley Bulla since that Notre Dame game, one of the few positives for this Michigan State season so far. But Riley Bulla did come back, but again, he's just coming off an injury, so his impact was very limited in this game. Clayton Thorson and Justin Jackson, they were absolutely fantastic. And I think they realized pretty early, I would say probably around the second quarter, that Michigan State secondary, if you test them, they will eventually break. And I think we saw that time and time again throughout this game as well, Mark.
We've got Mark D'Antonio putting a lot of different options out on the table. First and foremost, getting quarterback Brian Lewerke his first start. What does Coach D'Antonio do? Shift some more things around? How do we get this train back on the track?
Well, I tell you what, and you mentioned Brian Lewerke, Mark. That was the big storyline coming into this game. Who exactly was going to suit up as the starting quarterback, seeing as though the week prior we saw Tyler O'Connor benched actually in favor of Damian Terry? We didn't see Brian Lewerke in that game. But the way Brian Lewerke started that game, Mark, 73 yards in the first quarter, led a scoring drive with a 24-yard scramble and a first TD pass to Josiah Price. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, okay, you know, maybe they have something here. And then you see, you know, Justin Lane picked off Clayton Thorson for a pick six. And MSU was up, if you remember, 14-0 early on in that game.
Right.
Northwestern then scores on a 29-yard TD by Jackson. And then MSU gets a 41-yard field goal by Geiger. After that point, though, Mark, after that Geiger field goal, the offense goes completely ghost recon. Couldn't find them the entire game. Northwestern scores 26 straight points. And then I think Mark D'Antonio said, you know what? The offense isn't moving. Let me put Tyler O'Connor back in the game. And if you compare the numbers, O'Connor actually had a better outing than Lewerke did. O'Connor comes in 13 of 21, 281 yards. He did throw a pick, but he had 3 touchdowns to kind of equalize that. I think right now, and I've said this all year too, I think O'Connor is the guy. When it comes to putting the wheels back on the track, though, right now I wouldn't want to be in the position that Mark D'Antonio is in right now because there are so many things going wrong. I really don't know where to start.
Maryland fell to Minnesota at home on Saturday. We are in College Park next Saturday. We've got to talk about the Lions here, though, before we're through. They found late-game answers again, beating the L.A. Rams at home, now to create a 2-game winning streak. What do you like about the way the Lions are playing?
How impressive have they been these last 2 weeks, Mark? And specifically when it comes to just pulling off wins in clutch opportunities, because we've seen the Lions time and time again, you know, right there in the game, close game, and just fumble it, you know, in the final minutes. But we're seeing the exact opposite. We've seen the exact opposite the last 2 weeks here. And what's particularly impressive, I mean, Matthew Stafford's poise in the clutch. I mean, this is back-to-back weeks now where in the final minute he's led the team down the field, and all of a sudden Matt Prater, you know, uses his foot to give the Lions the eventual dub. And not to mention that, you know, that there was a possession for both the opposition these last 2 weeks in which they could have had an opportunity to pull off a miracle. Both times the game has been sealed with an interception. Very impressive stuff. Matthew Stafford has looked great. The Lions defense, I mean, they limited Todd Gurley for 14 carries for 58 yards. I mean, this is one of the premier backs in the National Football League. He was contained, but I will say this. The Lions offense did forget about that passing game. Case Keenum, 321 yards, three touchdowns. At one point, he completed 19 straight passes. If anything, that's one of the glaring holes in the boat. But right now, hey, a win is a win, and nobody's complaining if the Lions pull out a win, Mark.
More sports this afternoon at 1 p.m. on AM 870. It's Current Sports. Al Martin, thank you very much.
Mark, anytime. Thank you.